biggest play at camp was their scramble the other day for the first down, at least by the crowd's reaction.
Biggest play at camp? 1 yard gain?
Yeah.
Our standards are really lowered around here.
I think fans look at you and say, you know, you're fresh. How do you feel?
Yeah, I do feel good. I mean, I've had a good off season of training and kind of body maintenance, you know, health, nutrition. You know, I've done some things a little bit differently and leaned down a little bit, and so I do feel good moving out there. Arm feels pretty good, so yeah, it's nice when you can, you know, work hard in the off season and it, you know, pays off where you feel pretty good. Obviously, the idea is you want to keep, you know, feeling good throughout the season.
What do you like about the rollout passes? Everyone always assumes there's things you can't do, but you've done it well. What did you like about
them? You know, obviously, you know, it puts the defense in a little, you know, different position. You know, not knowing where the quarterback is going to be set up, and you know, changes a little bit of their drops and reads probably, and you know, certainly what you can do with misdirection, you know, which we do a great job of here. This, you know, Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison do a great job of misdirection, where you can get running backs flowing one way and the line flowing one way, and you're coming out the other, and you have some room, and you got receivers. You know, it allows you to hit guys on the run, you know, and you're able to – certainly you can have some of those short plays that are critical, third down conversions or second one conversion, but you can have some chances for some big plays as well. And it's an opportunity to take some shots, you know, down the field, which, you know, certainly shortens drives. But, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I've always worked on throwing on the run, you know, mostly from a scramble position when you drop back and, you know, they have to move. But, you know, I've always talked about that there's nothing worse than a receiver's wide open and you're throwing on the run and you miss them because you overthrow them or you throw them, you know, in the ground. And, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, touch to throwing on the run and throwing a catchable ball. And so something I've always tried to do. And like I said, my dad at a young age did help me because he was really good at throwing on the run. He was throwing on the run by, you know, wasn't by his choice necessarily.
Peyton, since we talked to you last, Tom Brady said something to a friend in the privacy of an email.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to play 7 or 8 more years, and you only got 2.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's been speculating on that for a long time, so I guess, you know, maybe he's joining the list of everybody trying to predict. Hey, Tom sent me an apology text that was unnecessary, you know, that you know, it's, you know, the fact that his emails got revealed, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So no harm, no foul, and didn't think a lot of it. And somebody said that was, you know, I was roasted. I mean, I've been roasted before. That is not a roast. So, I mean, I won't be on that Comedy Central roast, but I've been at a couple of, you know, private dinners and banquets where I didn't know it was going to turn into a roast of me, but it did. And I can promise you that was – that email was amateur night compared to some of the things people have really said about me.
Peyton, with it being a new coach, new offense, how much do you want to play in the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always like to be in there. I mean, you do. I mean, certainly when the coach tells us, I think he'll tell us probably tonight, maybe tomorrow, how much we're going to go. You know, you accept that. But if you go through pregame warm-ups as if you're going to play the whole game, and, you know, you work up a lather and you get ready to go and you're going full speed and they say, hey, you're out, and you're out, you know. So, I think that's how you got to approach it mentally. And we do have some new players. We got some new players in there, so I think as much as we can be in there together, but you know, the better off we'll be. But I understand we got 4 games, you know, to get some work together, and whatever they tell us to do, that's what we'll do.
Guys, time for 2 more, please.
With Demaryius coming on, kind of slowly getting his legs back under him, you've gotten more reps with Cody Latimer. What have
sure.
you seen in his progression?
Yeah,
year two?
I think he's just continued to make progress. You know, I think, you know, he still wants to keep working on his craft and working on his routes and techniques and making them all look the same and being a real technician. I think that's one thing that, you know, that those veteran receivers really, you know, try to become is technicians. All of them have great speed and ability. Cody has both of those things. But being a technician, being on the fundamentals and the details, especially late in practice, late in the games, you know, your routes just as good in the fourth quarter as they are maybe in the first quarter. But he's working hard. I think he's really doing a good job.
What did you stop eating or drinking to slim down?
Oh, nothing really stopped, I guess, but we just focused on a couple of things. You know, meeting with, you know, Brian, you know, who's our nutritionist, and Luke, and, you know, kind of creating a plan. That's really something that the entire Broncos have done, you know, for all players, you know, kind of an emphasis through the training room that they're kind of providing for all players. A little more knowledge there and, you know, going off some of the tests that we've done. And so, you know, I think it's something that's going to be good for a lot of players. But, you know, I think it's helped me, you know, definitely this offseason, hopefully pays off for me this season. But, you know, nothing that I really love, you know, I mean, nothing, you know, crawfish. Yeah, absolutely. Come on, man.